question, how do we understand statements by pure devotees that defy common sense? Quoting from one of Srila Prabhupada's purports, one should not eat fish or other non-vegetarian food during the month of Kartik. A non-vegetarian diet means fish and meat. Similarly, Masoor Dal and Urad Dal are also considered non-vegetarian. These two dals contain a great amount of protein, and food rich in protein is considered non-vegetarian. Unquote. However, if you have to give to an intelligent reader, they defy common sense. So then comes the question of hermeneutics. In our parampara, it is not just important to understand the scriptures, but the writings of acharyas such as Srila Prabhupada. I refuse to compromise myself saying that some parts of Srila Prabhupada's writings from which I can't extract sense from should be avoided. So the contention is that some statements, or one specific one that's been given, defies common sense, and therefore it should not be accepted. Well, first of all, let's consider what common sense means. Common sense can be understood to mean the kind of intelligence by which one can act in a manner that is compatible with life in this material world, according to the paradigms or the supposed axioms of this material world, which isn't sensible at all, because this material world is a place of birth, death, old age, and disease. And if people actually had sense, they would want to get out of this place. But most people think it's very sensible to eat, sleep, mate, and defend without considering what the actual goal of life is. If we actually had common, if we had sense that should be common but which isn't common, we should be very afraid of life in this material world. We should be serious to make a solution to get out of it. Even what people might call common sense, it may not. It often doesn't fit. Just like there was a time when people thought that if you sailed far enough out into the ocean, you'd fall off the edge, because it's common sense to see that, well, the world is flat and it probably isn't unlimited, so there must be some edge to it that you'd fall off. Now you may say, well, that's a stupid idea, but you only think it's stupid because you were taken to a school where they taught you that actually the world is round and you don't fall off the edge. But people at that time, all the intelligent people of the world at that time, at least in the Western world, thought that you would fall off the edge. It makes sense, doesn't it? So beware of common sense. It's common sense to understand that there's no square root of a negative integer. But then we find in higher mathematics there is, which defies sense. So what we may think is sensible may not be. Now you may say, well, this is all word jugglery, because clearly Prabhupada is saying something which doesn't fit. Well, it doesn't fit with what you understand, but that doesn't mean that you're more sensible than the world acharya. If you have common sense, then why are you studying Bhagavad Gita at all? Why are you studying Prabhupada's books? Why should you accept on the basis of common sense that there was a person called Krishna who showed the whole universe as his form to Arjuna? Why do you put so much stress on your common sense? So clearly, Srila Prabhupada is using the it's a very simple thing to understand, if anyone had any common sense, that Srila Prabhupada is using the term non-vegetarian in a non-standard way, which he explains. That according to the understanding of Shastra, Masoor Dal and Urad Dal are considered non-vegetarian because they're very high protein. It's a problem of translation, I would take it like that, because in the Vedic language or Sanskritum, there is a term called Amish, Amisham, which includes, it's a category of foods which include meat, fish and eggs, but which also include onions and garlic. And according to this statement, which incidentally is translated from a purport of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, which is based on Sri Hari Bhakti Vilas. So Urad Dal and Masoor Dal also fall within that category. So there's no term in English for Amisham, so it's a loose translation to call it non-vegetarian. That could be according to Chatranai or Amrakanana Nyai. Chatranyai means, someone may say, there go all the men carrying umbrellas. So there may be a group of 50 people, of which 47 of them have umbrellas, but 3 of them don't, but most of them do, so they're called the group of people with umbrellas. Or you may say that this is a mango grove. There may be a few other trees apart from mangoes, but because most of them are mangoes, they're called it's called a mango grove. So in that way, non-vegetarian is a broad term, not used in a non-standard way here, to cover foods which mostly are, according to the Western definition or the English definition, non-vegetarian. If you want to be really strict, then the term non-vegetarian, you can't really say non-vegetarian food, because vegetarian refers to a human or an animal, not to food. You'd have to say food suitable for non-vegetarians if you want to get really picky. Anyway, beware of common sense and understand that Srila Prabhupada often uses words in non-standard ways. If you don't understand it, that doesn't mean Srila Prabhupada is wrong. Maybe you are wrong.